Last week, I talked about dealing with change. If you missed it, please go back and listen to episode 104. Today, I want to talk about being an overcomer. Overcomer is defined as one who prevails in spite of opposition, difficulties, or weaknesses. Synonyms for the word overcomer are trooper, survivor, winner, victor, tough cookie. It is in our human nature to like and root for the underdog. We want the underdog to win. We also like rags-to-riches stories like the fairy tale Cinderella or real-life TV mogul Oprah Winfrey, because they are essentially underdog stories. Perhaps that is why movies like The Karate Kid, Rocky, The Pursuit of Happiness, and the classic children's books, and The Little Engine That Could are so popular and timeless. Studies have shown that the literal act of witnessing an underdog story gives us hope. I read on psychologytoday.com that the underdog story is also deeply rooted in the American dream. Economically or socially, moving up in the world is paramount in the context of American culture. It's not just where you wind up, but how far you've climbed to get there. David in the Bible is considered an underdog because he was a shepherd boy who faced and defeated the giant Goliath, a bigger opponent and more experienced fighter. David was able to do this despite the odds against him because he believed God would back him and help him win the battle. In the natural, David didn't stand a chance of beating Goliath. David was a young man. Goliath was an almost 10-foot-tall giant. David came to fight with a sling and a stone. Goliath was fully armored and had a sword. David was a shepherd boy. Goliath was an experienced warrior. So there were many things working against David, but the Bible says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Because when God is on your side, the impossible can happen. Miracles can occur, and you can do what you normally cannot do. When God puts his super on your natural, supernatural occurrences happen in your life. Just like God helped David defeat a giant, he could not have fought in his own natural strength and abilities. When Goliath mocked David for his size and lack of weaponry, David wasn't intimidated because he believed God was in that battle with him. He said to Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." David beat a fully armored giant with a sling and a stone. David was so confident God was with him that he advanced toward Goliath and hit him in the forehead with the stone. When Goliath fell, David took his sword and killed him. The Lord gave David victory in the battle without a sword or armor, just as David believed and declared by faith openly. And what happened for David can happen for you. You may not be facing an actual giant or have to go to the battlefield to fight, but you may be fighting low self-esteem that keeps you from taking opportunities that come your way because you're intimidated or you don't think you're good or qualified enough. Your giant might be a health battle, money problems, a job situation, or a challenging relationship. But remember, Scripture says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place." So with God's help and strength, you can endure anything. You can stand your ground, and you can overcome any obstacle or giant you might have to face or fight. People of God don't run from giants. We slay them. You don't have to shrink. You don't have to run. You don't have to fear the thing or person that is a giant in your life, that thing that threatens to overwhelm or overtake you. Because remember, as long as God is with you, your size, your age, your status in life, and your shortcomings don't matter. But you have to believe God is for you. You have to know Him so your confidence in Him can be strong in those moments where you are the underdog in the situation. You have to believe God's word when it says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world." But you have to be careful how you view yourself and how you view your situation, because what you say and believe about both can make the difference between failure and success, between defeat and victory. And faith without works is dead. So you must act on what you say you believe. You can't say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," but then shrink back every time something hard or challenging comes your way. Because when you do that, you are essentially saying, "I can do some things through Christ who strengthens me," or "I can do this thing, but not that thing through Christ who strengthens me." That scripture says all things. The word "all" is an absolute term, meaning free from limitations, restrictions, or exceptions, and unqualified, which means that all things includes the stuff you don't qualify for. You know, for many years of my life, I was hesitant to do any type of public speaking. I always felt there were smarter people in the room who could say things better than I could. And 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had the courage to do this podcast. But I realized that everybody has something to contribute. And what God gave me to offer to the world required that I overcome my nervousness about public speaking. I had to trust God to help me face that giant of fear. And I didn't get over it in one day. I had to keep showing up each week for the podcast and keep trusting God to help me before the fear left. So sometimes you have to take the first step, hesitant, take the first step, afraid, trusting God and believing His word. Do it afraid until the fear leaves. Don't stay stuck somewhere you don't belong because you are afraid to trust God. You know, I no longer fear doing the podcast or any other public speaking situation because I know God is with me. And He is faithful to do everything He promises in His word. You know, Henry Ford says, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right." Muhammad Ali said, "I'm the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was." And some other quotes I want to share with you. "If my mind can conceive it, if my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. The world may underestimate the underdog, but deep down, they hold the power to surprise. Don't tell your God how big your storm is. Tell your storm how big your God is." I read that when you rearrange the letters in the word depression, you get "I pressed on." When seemingly impossible battles come your way, you can become overwhelmed by them and get depressed. Or you can believe God and His word and press on, knowing that God is with you, and through Him you can do and endure anything. So the next time you're tempted to run from something hard or challenging in your life, remember you can't be an overcomer until you overcome something, which means you have to face the giants in your life, even if it is your imagination running wild with fear or failure possibilities. Tell yourself, "I can do it because God said I can. All things, not some things. Not this thing, but not that thing, all things." Okay, if today's message about being an overcomer piqued your interest and you want to dig a little deeper and go a little further, go to the description box or show notes and download the free post-episode reflection activity I prepared for you to personalize today's message and apply it to your life. That is all I have for today. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Bye for now.